Judy taped some Tijuana Brass on here, but it didn't come out too good, and so we're going to edit this part, shall we say, and get a little bit more on this tape, and then let Mother continue with hers. Then with the part of this is on here we're going to leave, and we got it marked. We're going to see if Judy's got a solo or something on there. She's practiced. She's going to sing at choir deal next week. So we'll leave, few weeks from now. So we'll leave part of that on there. But here's Mother for now.
Well, the tape ran out while I was saying how glad we were to hear from Eunice about a week ago. She enclosed one letter from each of you and sent back your letters, Janice, that you had written to us. I was talking last night to a boy that you were in choir with named Raul Garcia. He's a large boy, young man now, that has been in Vietnam, but he was wounded in the knee and was given a medical discharge, and so he's working now over at ThriftX. In case you sent your daddy anything for Christmas, other than the tape recorder, if that was for Christmas, he didn't get it, and of course you've already sent us lots of things, but in case you ordered something and paid for it, well, we wanted you to know that he did get his birthday gift, but no Christmas gift.
Outside the tape deck.
Well, I mentioned that.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Well, I guess I'll turn it back over to your daddy now. I think I've said all I can think of right now.
We're getting real close to where we got this tape marked, I think. So I'll just chat here for a little bit. This is quite interesting to...
Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a moon floating in the sky, looking like a lily on a lake. Talk about a bird learning how to fly, making all the music he can make. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a star looking like a toy, peeking through the branches of a tree. Talk about a girl, talk about a boy, counting all the ripples on the sea. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a boy saying with a girl. Golly, baby, I'm a lucky cuss. Talk about a girl saying to the boy, you and me is lucky to be us. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true if you don't talk happy and never have a dream? Then you'll never have a dream come true.
This is the maddest part in the tape that we're going to edit now. Allison get to sleep. It's about 2 minutes to midnight, February the 14th. By the way, happy Valentine to you. It'll be about your birthday time this gets there. We were glad to hear about Tommy's new job and his being able to stay there close to you. S4 used to be supply when I was in there. One was personnel and two was intelligence, counter-espionage and so forth. And three was training, I believe, plans and training or something like that. And four was supply. And I don't know, maybe they changed it up some sense. And I could be mistaken too. Well, not quite 100 years, but it's been a good while. I guess by now Janice has finished her long siege of night duty, and maybe she's working some daytime now, but at least not consecutive. Speaking of the Mustang, I took it up to Hubbard around the first of the year. And, boy, that thing sure does get good mileage. I didn't have to buy gas but three times from the time I left here till I was back, and I still had a quarter of a tank when I got back. So that does real good.
Excuse me a minute. Allison's right. Going to sleep now, and she just now told Mother goodnight. And I didn't want to get going like
that. Allison, tell them goodnight. Goodnight. Yeah, tell him good night.
My daddy too.
Well, good night, sweetheart.
Good night, darling.
Tell him.
She wants me to tell you good night, and we're about ready to stop this and let her get to bed because it's we're about to the place we got marked on her tape there, so maybe we better cut it off. I think she. Yeah, you sure right there. Every one of us want to get into that, get something on tape, send over to Janice and Tommy. Be the laughing stock of South Vietnam. Whole countryside over there. I know one thing, I'm going to have to quit fooling with it. I got more work to do than I can get done in a month of Sundays. But still it's fun. Oh, we had a nice rain today, I'd say about an inch and a half. Something like that, and wind blowing now about 30 miles an hour, right out of the south, blowing it all up around Hubbard. Well, it get a little wet up there. We're supposed to have Nordic come in tomorrow.
There's 100% chance of rain tonight, and I think 80%, or 100% today, and 80% tonight and tomorrow.
And cutting and reducing to 40% tomorrow night, after the cold front comes through. Yeah. And it's not supposed to be too cold, but, you know, jacket weather. I mean, more than just, Yeah. Yeah, it's, well, I don't know what else to say now. I guess it'd be about a good idea just to cut it off. Oh, I got to practice my diction here and get this thank you note down pretty good. I got my keys holder, you know, that y'all sent me for Christmas, birthday. Yeah, scratch Christmas, it was birthday. And I got my keys all in it and everything, and I've been just using it up a storm. And I sure do thank you, and it's something that's sure going to be used a lot. All these keys we got around here, all the cars that's around on this block, you ought to see this place. It looks like a parking lot in San Antonio somewhere. I don't know, it's getting kind of expensive to buy gasoline for all of it. There's one set of keys that I haven't seen just since Judy got her license. She seemed to latch on to one of them. It's one ring that's got a key to all the cars on it. And one to the bank deposit box so she can get into the cash and the credit cards and so forth. She'd been going to town. There's one of the cars I haven't seen now, and it's been about a week. I'll see it, though, when something goes wrong with it and she wants it worked on. But I guess better cut this off because it looks like getting toward the end of the tape now. We'll edit some more of this now, and part of this was taped about 26 hours ago, part about the weather and so forth, or from Judy's solo on up to where we started over now, was taped yesterday. And, by the way, Tommy, y'all can just save that money for that one-way ticket over there. We don't care too much about seeing Vietnam. We haven't seen all of Texas and the United States yet, so we got a lot to look around here to do before we come way off over there, and especially with one-way ticket. Be glad when y'all can get back. Annie Mary and Marion were down a couple of weeks ago. Had a nice visit with them. We're going to try to get up that way before too long. But it's been some time since we were up to spend the weekend with them. We may be able to make that, well, maybe next weekend, that 22nd falls on Saturday and we get Friday.